Welcome to the Happiness Podcast. I'm Dr. Robert Puff. One of the most beautiful and enlightening lessons that I've learned in life is about simplifying life. Learning to keep my activities to a manageable pace so that I can still enjoy life and enjoy the journey of life as I accomplish goals and do activities. I remember when I began to learn this lesson about simplifying my life was when I was at university. I loved to learn, and I loved to learn about a variety of topics. So when I would sign up for my class schedule, I would often sign up for an extra class, one more than I should have taken, or audit classes, or just take on something extra to learn about our world. But what would happen is, a few weeks into the semester, I would get overwhelmed and say, "Ooh, this is just too much." So I would immediately stop that extra activity and get back to a manageable schedule. This was something very healthy for me that I learned, just to stop and make sure that my life was manageable. And throughout my life, this lesson keeps coming back. It's an important lesson to learn, to simplify. When I had my kids and they were younger, even though I really like working with the media and being involved in teaching people around the world, I stopped all that activity for several years as I was involved with my wife raising our young children. And more recently, I was producing a show called The Holistic Success Show, which you can still watch on my website or at iTunes. And along with Elizabeth Capoletti, we created about a year's worth of episodes, and it was a lot of fun, but it was, in the end, a lot of work. What had happened was, even though the show was doing well, and we were able to really meet some wonderful people and teach people around the world, I was having a challenge managing everything. I was in the show, I was finding the guests for the show, and I was producing the show. But what I needed was, I needed people to help me find sponsors for the show. I was able to get sponsors for the show, but they were based upon my efforts, and with everything else that I was doing, it was just too much. I tried about 7 different people who could do what I was doing and find sponsors for the show, but not one of them was able to really help me with that. So because of everything that I was doing, I decided that my plate was too full to both produce and be part of a show, so I stopped the show. I simplified my life. And simplification is really an important lesson to learn as we go through life, because life will throw us many things that can overwhelm us and get us worn down and tired. So we need to learn 3 important lessons in order to keep our lives simple and be happy. Because when we do get overwhelmed, it's very challenging to be happy. And since we're exploring the world of happiness in this podcast, let's look at these 3 lessons that we can learn about how to keep our lives manageable and happy. The first thing is, if you agree with me that simplification, keeping our lives not too overwhelmed, is important, the first thing is that we have to do is we have to get good at 2 letters of the alphabet, N-O, no. Because what will happen is, as we progress in life and as we get good at things or people get to know us or we have opportunities, we're going to get a lot of chances to do things. But what's important is not to do too many things, or that overwhelmed feeling will get us, attack us, and destroy us. Of course, that's a bit of an exaggeration, but it is important to learn to say no to things, even good things. When I was in graduate school, I really loved those classes, but I needed to say no to them so that I had time to keep my life healthy. Similarly, with the Holistic Success Show, it was a lot of fun, and it helped people all over the world. But it was time to stop it, because with my own personal work as a psychologist and doing the show and being in the show and getting guests, it was just too much. So I needed to say no and move on to new things as they came up and were manageable. And it can be hard to say no. Sometimes we say no, like I said, to good things. Sometimes we have to say no to peer pressure. We're feeling the pressure from other people to do things, and we ought to, in quotes, do these things, but we realize if we do these things, we're going to get overwhelmed and not have time for the things that are healthy for us. For example, If you're good at your work and people really like you, you may get, in quotes, more opportunities to keep doing more of what you do well. But that's going to be at the expense of your own self-care and your family life and the things that are important to being healthy. So you have to say no to things, even good things, so that there's time just to stop and metaphorically smell the roses. We need those times to just be present. And it's important to realize that even though there are great opportunities there, we have to say no to them sometimes. The second lesson here is we have to be careful in keeping our lives healthy and happy to trying to keep up with everyone else. You see, a lot of people are just too busy. They're going all the time, and it's a frenetic pace where they're exhausted. And if we try to keep up with these people, and there's almost always someone like that in our lives, we're going to get exhausted like they are. And that's not good for us, and of course it's not good for them. But we're only responsible for ourselves and our families. So it's important to say, yes, I see that Mary or Joe or Mark or Louise can do so much more than I do, but I do want to go to the gym. I do want to go on a date with my loved ones. I do want to go in the backyard and play with my kids. These are things that are important too. And if we try to keep up with what everyone else is doing, we're going to get exhausted. We can work really hard, but keeping up with everyone else who is working really hard will make sure that there's not time to do the things that are good for us. The simple things, like watching the sunsets, like going for a walk, like exercise. And keeping up with others can even have a financial consequence to it. We want to have a nice house like our cousin. We want to drive a nice car like our neighbor. So we buy these things, and now we have to work maybe a second job or overtime in order to pay for them. The beautiful thing about not having to keep up with others, but doing things that are manageable for us, is that we can then keep our lives simple and do the things that are healthy for us. So keeping up with others can be very costly, and it can hurt us. It's best to say, maybe I need more sleep. Maybe I just need more time to be in nature. I don't know what it is, but I need this downtime, and I'm going to make sure I have it. And the way I make sure I have it is by not being too busy. We have to say no to things, even things that can have consequences to them, and people look down on us because we don't have all the things that they have, and they may judge us. But again, as much as we don't judge them, it's important to not let others judge us in our minds. I mean, mind you, they may judge us, but if we don't think about it, if we're not focused on what they think, and we're just focused on our own behavior, life goes well. The third thing, and perhaps the most important thing that we can do to keep our lives happy, healthy, and not overwhelmed, is plan for it. You see, what I do, and I want to encourage all of us to do, is I first make sure that the things that are important, like exercise, like being in nature, like having time to eat well, like spending time with my loved ones, like doing things that I just enjoy, that are good for my soul, I make sure those things are done first. And then I say, what's left? And I fill in the blank with that which is left. I don't first say, I'm going to do the things I need to do, and then if I have time, I'll exercise or get into nature. I say, I need to be in nature every day. I need to make sure that my body gets exercise every day. I need to meditate every day. And after I do these things, then I make time for what's left and fill it in. That does have consequences, of course. When we make time to keep our lives healthy, to keep our lives in a good place, it may mean that we don't make as much in our jobs. It may mean that we don't accomplish as much. It may mean that others disapprove of our behavior. But if we're happy, if we're healthy, isn't that perhaps more important than getting the approval of others, and having a nicer car than other people or nicer things than others? Isn't it perhaps more important to be happy? If we plan for the things that we know are critical for us to make our lives flow well and make time for those first, and then fill in everything else, life goes beautifully. Now, mind you, right now, this may sound incredibly daunting and overwhelming, and you may not be able to remotely clear everything out of your life overnight. But when we start making efforts in that direction and saying, do I really have to do this? Can I let this one go? Can I let this thing go next? And we start making small improvements. We start simplifying and simplifying our lives so that we have time to go for walks, so that we have time to listen to the birds sing in the trees. What will happen is, with time, we're going to find this to be a wonderful experience. We're going to want more of it, and we're going to do more things to make sure that it continues to happen. Again, it's important not to judge ourselves when our lives are so full, we may not even have time to go for a walk. But if we say, hey, perhaps I can miss this event. Perhaps I can let this new project I'm working on go. Perhaps I can let my husband go to this game and I'll go to the gym. And the next time I'll go to the game and he can go for a walk. When we start working on making this important, what will happen is things will just start happening that are good for us. And we'll find that really we do well when our lives are pretty simple, pretty not too overwhelmed, not too much stuff, and we just enjoy life. We enjoy the journey of life, and we're not waiting for someday I'll enjoy life. It's important to enjoy life now, and that's why I think taking these three steps towards simplifying our lives are important. Saying no to things, not worrying about what other people think, and making time for the things that are good for us first. These three things can help us to improve our lives, to keep our lives simple, so that we can have beautiful lives. Thank you for joining me on the Happiness Podcast. If you'd like to learn more about the world of happiness, please go to www.happinesspodcast.org. That's happinesspodcast.org. Until next time, accept what is, love what is.